Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Apart from bilateral engagements between South Africa and its longtime ally Tanzania, President Cyril Ramaphosa took the opportunity to address domestic issues, starting with the EFF national shutdown, which is less than 5 days away. The president did not mince his words, saying that law enforcement agencies will be on high alert to protect the country should there be any violence.
Security forces of our country are going to defend our people. They are going to make sure that intimidation, anarchy, and disorder does not prevail. But those who want to protest, by all means, you protest peacefully. But if you are going to restrict the rights of other people, if you are going to coerce them, if you are going to intimidate them and unleash violence, our security forces are going to defend the people of South Africa. That I must make clear.
The Minister of Electricity, Hosienso Ramakgopa, who has recently visited Eskom's power stations, also weighed in, saying he understands the anger of South Africans who choose to take to the streets.
I think the public is justified to express their grievance, disappointment, anger. We know the cost to the South African economy. And when the president took the view to establish the electricity ministry, it was to ensure that there's a focused attention, especially with regards to improving the efficiency of Eskom fleet. We also are very aggressive on the demand side. Like I said, I'm going to come back to the public and announce to them what are these concrete measures that we are taking to ensure that we bring into life, if you like, the Energy Action Plan as introduced or unveiled by the president. So I'm more than confident that we are going to reduce both the intensity and regularity of load shedding.
President Cyril Ramaphosa, meanwhile, says he has discussed getting electricity from Tanzania, saying his efforts are in line with taking forward the Energy Action Plan to source power from neighboring countries.
We did say when we released our Energy Action Plan last year in July that one of the initiatives we're going to embark upon is to procure surplus energy from our neighbors, a number of countries on the African continent. At the last check, and I'm going to be getting further checks, we had procured some 300 megawatts, and we were now going to upscale that to a little higher than the 300 megawatts. And as I've been talking to a number of heads of government in various countries, they say, we have a little bit more surplus and we can sell through to you.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.